This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The discussion between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron is underway in Mumbai. During the meeting, the two leaders will review progress made in India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. The two leaders will also inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders, startups, researchers and other innovators from both countries. Mr. Macron arrived in Mumbai early this morning on a three-day official visit to India at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and his French counterpart Catherine Vautrin will co-chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. The meeting will review the entire gamut of bilateral defence cooperation with focus on expanding industrial collaboration. More from our correspondent.
The two sides are expected to renew a key defence cooperation agreement for another decade and sign an MOU for a joint venture to manufacture HAMMER missiles. An announcement of reciprocal deployment of officers between the Indian Army and French land forces is also expected. The ministers will witness the virtual inauguration of the H-125 light utility helicopter final assembly line of Tata Airbus at Vemgal in Karnataka by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron. Pundumon, Akashavani, Bengaluru.
Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is expecting over $200 billion AI investment in the country's AI ecosystem in the next 2 years. Addressing a press conference on India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said the summit is receiving a huge response with people arriving from every corner of the country. He said India will strive to build a consensus among global leaders on proper and responsible use of AI so that it can be utilized for the benefit of humanity.
Young people have come to this summit in a very large number. I interacted with many startups, interacted with many students who have come from various colleges. Some people have come from faraway places. So huge response is there. We can see the enthusiasm. It's palpable. We can see the interest of the global leaders. That's visible. We can see the investment opportunity that is today countable. It's going to be probably over the next 2 years, more than $200 billion worth investment is likely to come.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is engaging with global partners more intensively from a position of strength, citing the recently concluded trade deals as evidence of growing economic confidence. Addressing the Global Economic Cooperation Conference in Mumbai, he said the world is witnessing the weaponization of production and finance, tightening export controls and increasing volatility. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a high-level national conclave Manthan of States and Union Territory Cooperation Ministers today at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar. Cooperation Ministers of all the states and Union Territories, along with senior officials, are taking part in the meeting. During a day-long meeting, the Union Cooperation Minister will review the progress of establishing 2 lakh new multipurpose primary agricultural credit societies and the nationwide expansion of modern warehouses for better grain storage under the world's largest grain storage plan. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today launched the Farmers Digital Companion Bharat Vistar from Jaipur. The initiative aims to make farmers smart, empowered and information rich. Through this platform, farmers will be able to access all necessary information with a single call via their mobile phones. BNP chief Tariq Rehman was sworn in as the new Prime Minister of Bangladesh today. The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, secured a landslide victory in the 13th general elections recently. President Mohammad Shahabuddin administered the oath of office to 60-year-old Rehman at the South Plaza of the Jatiya Shangshad instead of Bangabhavan in a departure from a long-standing tradition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.